Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara, live with you every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Home Time Radio. And tonight I'm very, very excited because I have somebody from you that we all love so much. And my special guest, you know, is somebody who will give us an understanding of what's happening in 2023 because she is a famous celebrity astrologer. She's the one who made me understand for many years that astrology is a powerful force in the world. And not only is the ancient teaching of the movement of the celestial bodies, but the impact that they have in our lives, because all those planetary movements, and you heard this many times, but they actually reflect in your relationship, in your health, and in your work, creating the shifts in your thoughts, emotion, and action. And they're actually responsible for many major world events and a lot of unpredictable outcomes. So at any given moment, the planets are in motion, and their rotation brings different situation, opportunities, circumstances. So, for instance, I'm giving you an example before I introduce the show. Many of us, we always live under the impression when Mercury is a retrograde, you should not sign anything, communication is poor, electronics are going to fail. But actually, you know, Susan will tell you much more about that and about much more of everything, because every single planet is equally important and every energy is necessary. But I already told you who's going to be with us. My amazing, I should call her my amazing guest, my amazing friend, an international known author, entrepreneur, publisher, pioneer in the field of internet. She is the respected founder of AstrologyZone.com, which debuted in December 95. I remember Susan Miller for 30 years when I was doing a show on Good Day New York with Lynn White. And I remember seeing her and how beautiful she was, and she's the same amazing person. And I want to tell you that her site is an authority in the field of Western astrology and is read by 11.5 million readers a year. You can imagine. She is what I consider to be an astrology thinker. And she's recognized worldwide for her astrological writing outside the box. And in different areas, business, technology, lifestyle, culture, economy. And she has monthly forecasts that are published on her website and in her app. So I want you to pay attention to her apps, which are called Astrology Zone Horoscope, Moonlight Phases by Susan Miller. And they're all available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. So you cannot miss that. But she's also the author of 12 books. And the calendars that are precious to me, I don't know about you guys, but I live by your calendar, Susan. And you write so many columns for 6 international fashion magazines. You are just a powerhouse. I love you, Susan, and I'm so glad.
Oh my goodness.
So honored, so thrilled to have you with me tonight, you know.
Oh no, you're one of my favorites in the world. When you called, I was so happy.
I love you, my Susan. We have so many people listening, a lot of ladies that would love to say hello to you and ask you their questions. But you know what?
Sure.
Let's first of all, give me the chance to ask you some questions. Like for instance,
sure.
You know, if you look at 2023, What are the major aspects? So what can we, can you just briefly give us like an outline of what this year? Yes, let's get a short overview.
Well,
yeah.
Every year has some features that are unique and that we didn't have in other years.
Right.
Well, the one good thing about this year is we're going to have a lot of variety. Last year, Mars stayed in Gemini, which is good if you're a Gemini because you had a lot of control. But one part of your life dominated your life for not the usual 6 weeks, 7 months. And it's still going on through March 25th. But the difference this year is Mars is no longer retrograde. He went direct on January 12th. And, you know, let me just explain something, because people hear the word retrograde and they wonder, how do I know, you know? Well, NASA prints the orbit of the planets.
Right.
And no planet goes backwards. But it's the relationship between that planet and the other planets. If it slows down a lot, you feel it. And the other planets are passing it by, almost like a train. The other trains are going faster, you're on a train, and you feel like you're going backwards.
Right.
When Mars, for example, when Mars is healthy, he takes 2 days to go 1 degree. When he's retrograde, he can take up to 18 days to go 1 degree. Oh. Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
You know, we just feel like we're walking up a down escalator. You know,
yes.
It's really hard to get anywhere.
Right.
But now he went direct, and Mercury will go direct on January 18th. So we're really getting somewhere now. And Mars will zoom through Gemini, ending on March 25th, then go into Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, and end the year in Sagittarius. It takes Mars 2 years to go through all the signs. So those are the signs that are going to have a lot of energy from Mars. But you get something from everybody. Something else is happening. Pluto has never been in Aquarius in our lifetime, because Pluto takes 248 years to go around the sun.
Whoa,
well, guess what? Next year, in 24, he will settle into Aquarius in January and stay for 20 years. But when the universe is going to do something big, it gives us a little preview. So we're going to get that preview from March to June this year of what Pluto in Aquarius is like. You know, the digital age is coming like a freight train, and we all have to be on that train, or we'll be left at the station.
Right.
There'll be a lot of changes coming, but they're good. They're things we can't even imagine, and it will keep life fresh and new and keep us all motivated. And also, there's something else happening this year. Saturn is finally leaving Aquarius. Now, Saturn in Aquarius was not great for the pandemic, because Aquarius is a respiratory sign. Saturn is the great teacher. He's the taskmaster, but he's also the drill sergeant. He teaches us with tough love. He has a funny way of showing his love. He's a little stern.
Yes.
But when he leaves on March 7th, he won't come back for 29 years. And I think we'll finally get a handle on the pandemic.
So finally we can say that this pandemic is coming to an end, like you said.
It'll still be there. Well, you know, I Googled the Spanish flu, and I said, when did it end? And Google comes up with the word never, period.
Never.
The seasonal flu shot that we get every September is actually the Spanish flu shot. That's what
Google
said.
Really? I didn't know. Wow.
I didn't know that either. And so I think we'll have two shots. We'll probably have to get one for COVID, because we want to stay healthy. Who wants to spend a week in bed? If I'm going to have a week off, I want it on a beautiful island with palm trees and turquoise water.
Come here and visit me in Florida.
Right. Oh, yes. I dream about it. I'm here in New York where it rains every day and it's cloudy.
Come here. I'll take you here and you'll take care of you. I'll show you Miami everywhere and you will enjoy it because the weather is beautiful. But so just to summarize, so the way you said it, it feels like there's a lot of good happening to us.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about economy? Because people are so struggling.
Well,
everything goes up in price. Everything is like, wow.
Well, that's mostly due to the Ukraine war.
Right.
But I personally feel we have to help those poor people. It's so unfair.
Oh, I cannot.
It's almost like, it would be like the United States one day said, let's go take Canada. I mean, that's crazy. And
yes.
then just send bombs and you know, bulldozers. We can't do that. You can't just take a country because you feel like it, you know.
So true.
No,
do you think there's a chance this year for this to come to an end?
Well, I hope so. Zelensky, his birthday is coming. It's at the end of January.
Really?
And he really has found his purpose in life. He really stepped up and... I admire him and his people. They're all so courageous. He has a lovely wife, and I just, I'm so inspired by the people there. Now, our government said, look, the prices will go up, and the cost of fuel is skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when fuel goes up, you know, what you pay FedEx or UPS, everything goes up because fuel is part of our economy. Now, astrologically, I think we will have a mild recession only for 1 year. And you say, why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to rewind the tape. All cycles begin with a conjunction.
Mm-hmm.
And Pluto and Jupiter met in 2020, and I was so excited because I thought, oh, this will be a year of great business deals, lots of money. Bigger budgets than we've ever seen. Well, that did happen, but not in the way any of us thought. It was through the stimulus checks.
Mm-hmm,
it was the billions. Yeah. And they had to do that. I mean, people couldn't be thrown out of their apartments. I mean, of course, and they had to eat. You know, it was compassionate. So when you have, imagine a clock, two hands on 12, that's a conjunction. And the two planets are aligned together. They're shoulder to shoulder.
Right.
Now the hand goes to the number three. And if you look at the 12 and the three, there's a square there.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a square, and it's coming May 17th, you have to make a correction. You have to tweak earlier decisions. You have to look how it went. You say, well, I could make this better. I have some new ideas.
Right.
So the correction will happen in May, but guess what? Jupiter and Pluto are going to be best friends in the most harmonious aspect possible, June 2nd next year, 2024. So if we have a recession, it will be short, I feel, and I feel it will be mild. Some industries do better than others. Like if you're in a digital business, you tend to do better. Because you don't have the cost of fuel, you know. But it depends on your industry. The signs that have had it the hardest last year, and by hard, I mean they were forced to make changes.
Right.
Leo, Aquarius, Scorpio, Taurus. And these are signs that are fixed. They don't like to make change. They say, wait a minute, everything is fine. Let's not change anything.
Yeah.
But the universe was saying, oh, yes, you must. And they're still in the process of making switches. You know, the universe is on our side. Everything goes to strength. When we have hard aspects, it's to show us weak links, things we have to strengthen, things we have to work on to fix. You know, maybe we think we have the perfect job. And then we find out that the management hasn't been telling us that they've been running in the red and they're on the verge of collapse. Well, we need to have truth. Even if truth isn't good, we have to know truth. And you get a chance to find another job quickly. So we don't like hard truths. None of us do. But you know, sometimes it's necessary to protect ourselves and the people who depend on us. So I believe the universe always works as our friend, always, even when we can't see the truth of it immediately. You know, you see it later. Yeah. In hindsight.
So,
no, I like this.
What about the cryptocurrency? What's your take on that?
I think it's temporary. I just finished a book, a very little book. For me, 9,300 words is like tiny.
Right.
9,300 words. It's called The Next 200 Years.
Oh, now, I love that. That's
yes,
brilliant.
And you know, I used to think writing about the year ahead was hard. Try writing about the next 200 years.
200 years, yes.
Something big is happening in the universe, and many people aren't aware. But let's rewind the tape to December 21, 2020. On that day, every 20 years, Jupiter and Saturn meet for dinner in the sky. And they only meet once every 20 years. Jupiter says, Pluto, you're looking great. Oh, Jupiter, I'm so happy to see you. Now, the sign they decide to meet in, the sign they meet in, they just, and the place in the sky that they meet, and the element, fire, air, earth, or water, is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll be very surprised, as I was, to hear this. Over the past 200 years, Jupiter and Pluto always met, Jupiter and Saturn, excuse me, Jupiter and Saturn always met in an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. So first Taurus, then 20 years later Virgo, then 20 years later Capricorn. They never changed the rotation. They didn't say, oh, I'm going to skip Virgo.
Okay.
They always followed it perfectly every 20 years, meeting on a different day of that year, but still. Now, what did society accomplish in the past 200 years? Because this affects the whole world, not just us in America.
Yes.
Well, we built roads, bridges, tunnels, skyscrapers, cathedrals.
Mm-hmm.
Really modern life as we know it. We also started the Industrial Revolution and the assembly line. Now, there's always some hard things that come out of progress. Like we saw, a lot of pollution coming out of the chimneys or sweatshops. The girls were working too hard, too long. So society has to fix those. It doesn't stop progress, but we have to, as a community, have to address what we see. Okay, so now, there was one aberration in 1980, and I'll come back to that in a minute. But when they met on December 21st, 2020, they did not meet in an earth sign. They met in Aquarius, which is air. And for the rest of our lives, we will never see Jupiter and Saturn meet in an earth sign. So we're moving away from a consumeristic society where you can touch and feel things. You know, I look out my window. I live in Manhattan. And I imagine it as a forest with rocks and brooks and you know, a creek maybe here or there. And maybe Indians lived here with beautiful tents. And, you know, I try to imagine it because Manhattan is only 13 miles long and 2 miles wide. It's, it's actually small. And look at it now. It's so different. We are going into the digital age really fast, where we'll have flying taxis and driverless cars. Now, I think they've been working on those driverless cars for years. We just didn't hear about it. You know, I mean, they don't tell us about it until they're getting ready to bring it on the road. But I think this has been going on for a long time. Because, you know, I have NFTs. And when I started studying Web3, I met these brilliant people. It was like entering Area 51, where everybody's working day and night quietly. The press doesn't know about it. Nobody knows about it. And they're working on our future. And it really affected me. It made me so excited, the same way I felt when I started on the internet. And now Web3 is going to take us further into the digital age. Medicine is going to see great strides because they'll be able to take out diseases that we inherit, like sickle cell anemia or macular degeneration.
Right.
They're going to figure it out and take it out in utero. Now, of course, because we can get inside a woman's body, we can't have designer babies. We can't have all blue-eyed blondes. So we have to have laws, guardrails to, try to fix, extremes, because Mother Nature is wiser than we are. But I just saw a story on 60 Minutes where AI is creating artwork. You can say to the machine, give me a panda in the artwork style of Renoir, and up comes the painting. Or give me a painting of the Civil War, and up comes a beautiful original painting. So machines are starting to do things that we used to do. That's a little scary for people in the arts, like me. And I don't want to say to a machine, give me a forecast. I want me to write it. I mean, I don't know if the machine's going to get it correct, But they're teaching machines a lot of things, and they'll have to fix things as they go along. But we are going into a future that we've never seen before. Now, there was an aberration in 1980.
So that means the end of the paper money, the end of the paper money.
Yeah, that makes me sad, because with paper money, you have privacy. And I read that Gen Z and even millennials don't care about privacy because they never had it. Mm-hmm. That's what the article said. If you've ever been audited by the IRS, and I have because I'm self-employed. And he said, well, why did you go to Starbucks to buy your coffee? Why didn't you make it yourself? I'm like, Calvin, because that morning I was rushing. I do make my own coffee. I'll make you some right now. Or why did you buy illegal paper and pads all the way downtown instead of Staples? I said, because it was across the street from Young and Rubicon, and I was going into a meeting, and they're heavy. Right. And I didn't want to carry them all the way down. Calvin, so when it's on a credit card, they can see everything. And and sometimes you just, I put everything on my business on a credit card, everything. But if I want to buy a dress, I pay cash, But cash is going to be harder to come by. There is a big sign in my lobby. You're not going to believe this. We're having big problems with mail fraud. There were 56 mailmen in Los Angeles that were indicted in a mail fraud scheme where they would open letters and take checks out and then put them in Photoshop. And it's happening here in New York because two of my checks never made it. And the big sign in my lobby says, do not send any cash.
What do you think?
But sometimes
about politics,
you can't help it. And by cash, they mean a check.
Right.
And sometimes you can't help it. You're sending someone a birthday gift, your cousin or something, and you don't know their wire information. Or you send money to the March of Dimes, like I do all the time. Anything with children, the Shriners, or the little kids, I always send money. But I talked to my postman. He said, well, the post office across the street is the problem, but I take the letters you mail in the building to a different post office, so you're safe because I'm taking care of those. So, you just have to do what you do. But this all pushes you toward digital,
So what about this air, the way you explained it is fantastic. What about the impact that this will play on what something that's called politics, leadership?
Politics is very interesting. The old order, Capricorn and Taurus and Virgo, the king or the president tells the people what to do, like we're going to make this law or that law. Aquarius, every sign on the wheel is opposite from the sign that came before, opposite in nature. With Aquarius, the king doesn't tell you what to do. The people tell the king what to do. And we had Aquarius.
That means the downfall of presidency, papacy, royalty, and something like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, the people have a much, we still need government, we still need royalty, we need all those things, but the shift of power goes to the people. Mm-hmm. And we had the Saturn in Aquarius during George Floyd's funeral. And many times if people are unhappy about something, they go out in the street and they protest. And somebody said to me, oh, well, they protest and then nothing changes. I said, this time something will, because Pluto's going into Aquarius. But also on the day of George Floyd's funeral, there was a total eclipse in Sagittarius. Right. Sagittarius is the planet of the sign of truth. And the people wanted truth and to temper the way police handled people, you know, how to respect them more, you know. And we still need police. We still, you know, we're not going to get rid of the police, but we have to have more authority to, you know, maybe be kinder to people, you know. Mm-hmm. And because it was an eclipse when he was buried, things will change. When you see an eclipse as coinciding with a big event, pay attention, because those are big ones. So we have a really sweet eclipse on April 19th this year because it's conjunct Jupiter. It's a really, really nice one. If you're Aries, I mean, Aries and Taurus are the celestial favorites.
I'm an Aries.
What day? Yeah. What day is your birthday?
March 25th.
Oh, you're an early Aries. Oh, you must have already started to have a good year last year because Jupiter went in last year to Aries. Did you feel you had some breakthroughs, made some new friends, had some new nice... You know, my daughter is April.
Yes, I did a lot of TV shows. I started writing for Daily Mail for posts. I started doing some great. I did a lot of all my articles were all over the globe. You know, in every language.
Jupiter opens up things, spreads, enlarges everything it touches. My daughter, who's Aries, had a baby last year, her first baby.
Oh,
she did it with IVF. And she did
good.
It alone.
I'm so proud. I remember you telling me about that.
Oh,
I'm so
and
excited.
This little baby is the cutest little thing. He's 10 months old now.
I'm
so it was
so
a great
glad.
Year for her. I've never seen her this happy.
So my daughter is having a baby November 986. So what is this looking for her?
A little Scorpio on November 9th?
No, she's Scorpio, November 9th. She's born November 986.
When is the baby going to be born?
July.
Little Cancer.
Yeah.
And Saturn will be trying the sun. This is a good year because Saturn is in Pisces by that time, and it will support him, giving long-term gain from his actions, like when he goes to college or whatever this baby does.
Right.
And you know, Cancer gets along with Scorpio so well, and for a little Cancer, the family is everything. Family is so important to a Cancer, and usually they're very close to their mothers. So this is going to be a lovely addition to the family.
I'm so excited. But we have so many people waiting online. I know so many people are going to start going to a lady who's waiting for an hour and 10 minutes. Hi, Michelle, my lovely Michelle. I think you're from California. Welcome to the show. And we have the honor to have Susan Miller with us, so you can ask her a question.
Oh, I just wanted to know. Hi, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I waited a long time. I'm like, oh, my God. Nice to meet you, Susan. I looked up your calendar. It looks beautiful. I'm going to get one.
Oh, it's on archival paper. It is the most beautiful we've ever done because we brought the color all the way into the grid and the artwork. It was
but it's not only that, is what's inside the calendar. You can live by those calendars, guys. So for everybody listening, if you really want to do yourself something good, this get Susan calendar because you're going to read every single day, you know, how you're going to structure your life, what you're going to do with yourself. It's just so empowering. So what is your question, Michelle, to Susan?
I want to know what Susan sees for my career for this year. It's been kind of a crazy
And what when is
years.
Your birthday? You
March
don't
4th.
Have to give me the year, just the month and day.
Oh, okay. March 4th.
Oh, you're Pisces. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's great. Last year, 22, Jupiter was conjunct the sun on March 5th. That's within 24 hours of your birthday. You had to have some happy things happen last year. What happened in 22? What happened? Was it not your career? Was it more your personal life, your love life? There was a lot going on with family. There still is. What happened?
I fell and hurt my back and my hip, and it's been a long process. Okay. I'm in a lot of pain, so I can't work. But I'm not happy. I wasn't happy in my job because I felt like it didn't encompass what I like. I felt like I took a position that was beneath me, and I have a lot of potential, and I'm just still stuck.
Well, we have to let them keep their old job because that's a boring job. Pisces needs creativity.
Yeah.
We don't like that old job. You're going to leave that old job. You left it already, right? You left
well,
it.
I'm off work on disability, but I'm trying to get better. But
what do they say about, you know, Pisces of all the signs suffer. You know, but they get such nobility, such inspiration and philosophical insights from their suffering.
Right.
It is the sign that goes through a lot, but it is considered the wisest sign. You might say, why? Aries is a little newborn baby, and as you go through the zodiac, the last sign is Pisces, and each sign encompasses what the sign before it gave to society, gave to the world. So Pisces is like the color white. It's all the colors put together, all the things the other signs contribute to the world, all in one, plus theirs. So you are the wise sign. And but can you sit? Can you do things like customer support? Or can you draw or make things or compose music or do something with creativity? Can you sit, you know, with the spine, I'm not sure how things are for you.
I have to get up and move around. I'm kind of trying to finally get a help because I fell at work, so it's kind of been a process. But, no, I like candles and soaps, and I have a culinary degree, but I don't
you
even
do?
Know if any of those things are going
to
be. I
love to cook.
Yeah.
Love to cook. You are creative. You have to find something that you can make, or that you can imagine, or that you can propose. Pisces is never happy until they're using their imagination. Or if, like, for example, let's say someone loves photography, but they have a bad leg, and they can't carry all the equipment. They become an agent, so they're near the photography. Or they become a photo editor, so they're working with the photography. You see what I mean? Every industry has many spokes that lead out from the hub. You have to be around the creativity somehow. And now with the pandemic, everybody's allowed to work at home, which is so much better, especially for women, because, you know, we have so many responsibilities, and usually for children. And being on the road so much was just a waste of time, waste of fuel, waste of everything. So you'll be able to work home, but you have to find the right career. Even if you have to take a step down in salary temporarily, but I don't see that. Pisces has the best financial outlook of any of the signs. Number one, between now May 16th. The luckiest day of the year for everybody is April 11th, when Jupiter meets with the sun. It sparkles. And Jupiter's meeting with the sun in your house of money. I'm telling you, this is not Las Vegas money. This is not lotto money. This is money you earn. So, you know, Pisces is always interested in the product and how beautiful it is. And that's why they... Actually, Forbes magazine says Pisces and Virgo are the most often made millionaires, billionaires, because they put the emphasis on the product. But now if people ask you how much do you want to make, you have to be courageous and ask for more than you might normally, because the money is so good for you. People want to pay you. In the second half of the year, I see a lot of writing and speaking. You might do a podcast. You might do a column every week. You might write a book. You might design an app, but something with communication. Do you write well? Do you edit?
Not really. I mean, I can write, but I don't really do any of that. I do have a master's degree, so I thought hopefully I could, even though it might not be the candles or the cooking, like a position with that where I could use my MBA to actually make a real living. Because, like you said, things are getting really expensive, and I worry about the future a lot.
See, I'm wondering, when I listen to keeping inflation down and that it's falling, you know, I think it's still going to stay at this level. Nobody's going to pull back the prices. You know, Uber's not going to lower its rides and yellow cabs here in New York. It's high everywhere. By the way, I kept my calendar the same price this year because I wanted so badly for people to have it, even though I was having trouble even with supply chain. I said, why? I mean, I'm too little to have supply chain problems. They said, well, you want this archival paper. I said, where does it come from? International Paper, but they just merged with an Italian company, but they're based in Oklahoma. I said, they're in America. We make everything here. How can I have a supply chain problem? But I was having it, but we did get the paper we wanted.
I think a lot of people use the pandemic as an excuse, too.
Yes, you're absolutely right. See, you have a big heart, too. So I think
love
customer
you.
Support would
I have
be
to
good.
Let you go because I have another 30 people waiting online.
Yes, okay.
Well, thank you very much.
So I love you, Michelle. And please, Michelle, call me next week. I have some stuff to tell you, but not this show. If you don't mind calling me next week, I really appreciate it.
Okay, I love you,
Michelle,
Carmen.
For calling.
Happy New Year.
I love you, sweetheart. To you too.
Okay.
So
happy
you guys
nice
hold on the
you.
Line.
Thank you for your time.
I'm going to try everybody like a short question because we want to answer as many people.
Yeah, a specific question.
Yes, specific question.
Yes, their
question.
Name,
so,
the month
Susan,
and day.
Leilani, Pamela, Kim, Patty, all of you. There's so many of you wanting to speak with Susan, but time is limited. So I'm going to
yes, I'll try to keep it shorter.
Yeah, so Koi, what's your question to Susan?
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Koi.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Koi, K-O-I-I.
Okay, Koi. And when is your birthday?
9/5.
No, no, don't say 9. Say September. It's easier for me. Yeah.
September 5th.
Okay. And you're a Virgo.
Yes, and the other birthday I'm going to ask you about is September 17th.
Oh, that person just won the jackpot. The nicest new moon of the year is September 14th. And the person born September 17th is going to benefit from it. And I'm just checking my notes here. I was studying all the new moons, and I said, oh, boy, those people born in the middle of September are so lucky because this new moon is as sweet as sugar. And, you know, who is this person? Is it your son, your husband? Who is it?
Someone I'm seeing, his name is Michael.
Okay, and what's
the question?
You probably
want to know from Susan if this relationship is going to work. Is that what you want to ask, Koi?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
so
well, this person's so
Susan.
Happy
yes.
this year. This, you know, when a man is frustrated with their job or with their landlord or whatever, anything, they tend not to move forward, you know, like to getting to propose, get engaged.
Right.
But when a man is happy, life is good, prosperous business, and you know, it's just a happy thing. You're going to see a very happy person in the second half of the year. When Jupiter goes into Taurus on May 16th and stays for 12 months, Oh, boy, is this good. And that new moon kicks everything into shape. And he has some plans of things he wants to do. And Mars is going into Virgo. I'll give you the dates. July 10th to August 27th. He's going to be making some big decision, big project, big move, something at that time. And he has a lot of control. But by September, he's really happy. It looks really good. What sign did you say you were again?
I'm Virgo, too.
Oh, September perfect. That's 5th. Right. Yes. Where do you both live? Where are you living? Where are you?
New York.
You're in New York like I am. Oh, well, mm-hmm. God bless you. I'm so happy to give you a good forecast.
Thank you so much.
And positive.
Yes. The second after May 16th is when you start to see life glitter. You know, in the beginning, you're still working. Money's good, though. You're going to, especially if you work on commission. Both you and Michael, you both have the same forecast. Fabulous. Be sure to always get your chart done. Always read your rising sign and your sun sign, because that will give you a complete picture. You read it on my site. I write a lot on astrologyzone.com. I write 40,000 words a month divided by 12 signs. It takes me 7 hours to write each sign. So I'm very, very detailed. I have the moon in Virgo. I'm kind of like you.
Oh, okay.
I know you so well.
Thank you, beautiful Koi. Thank you so much for calling
Thank
me.
You.
I'm going to go
Koi.
To Susan.
Thank
Susan
you.
In Connecticut. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me, Carmen?
Yes. Hi,
I
Susan in Connecticut.
You.
What part of Connecticut? I have friends up there.
Well, I'm actually in Oxford. You probably don't know where that is, right?
No, I don't.
It's in the New Haven area.
Oh, lovely. And when's your birthday?
Well, you may have already answered it, but I kind of was wanting it a little more specific to me. My birthday is March 4th as well.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Wow, yeah, that's something. Yes.
You know, you were the celestial favorite in February, March, April, May, and then again in November, December. Did you have some kind of breakthrough or some kind of happy event that happened last year that just made you happy every time you thought about it?
Well, not really.
No?
towards the end of 2021, I got a beautiful grandchild, but no.
Oh, well, maybe you had more time with the child this year.
Oh,
you know,
definitely.
You had a lot of emphasis on home and family. I bet you're helping your daughter or son, you know, whose ever child it is, you know, helping out more. You know, children need a lot of help.
I try to. I try to.
Yes.
I have a few grandchildren, so yes, I try to help. But would it be better if I gave you the year of my birthday? So
no, we can't do that, but tell me your exact question.
Well, I just kind of wanted to know what's in store for me for family and, you know, my romantic
There's a big emphasis on family until the end of March. This has been going on since August. Some people have been moving, renovating, buying furniture, and had a physical kind of attention to their home. Others put emphasis on their children, on or their sister or brother. Some people had problems with the family. I've heard from readers that say we're squabbling. You know, my mother died, and the family is squabbling over the inheritance. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, and I'm sorry to hear that because I've never had that, but Mars brings energy, and sometimes he brings too much energy, and it creates strife. So mm-hmm. some Pisces have had that. Whatever situation's going on, or you may even be giving money to maybe your mom or dad who needs some help, or they're going into assisted living and they can't afford it, or your daughter can't afford all the nannies that she needs so that she can go to work. there is some kind of connection between money and home, but other people who are renovating their kitchen are finding it's a never-ending check-writing scheme, you know, when you're renovating. But all that ends the end of March, March 25th. And then I even see a chance to take a vacation. And actually, love is going to be fabulous between March 25th and May 20th. So that should be the time you take a vacation. Because okay. you're going to be busy over the summer. You're going to have some nice work projects that you're not going to want to pass up. And, oh. and of course, they'll pay well.
Okay.
Pisces has a fabulous okay, kind
season.
Of outlook for money.
Yes.
Well, you good luck for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan.
I love you, Susan.
Love you.
I love you,
Bye.
My Susan. I'm going to Pamela in New York, my wonderful friend Pamela. Hi, Pamela.
Hey, Carmen.
Hi.
Susie, how are you?
Oh, you're near me. Hi. And
yes,
when is your birthday?
February 3rd.
Oh, little Aquarius. Oh, you're a wonderful, forward-thinking Aquarius. You're going to be in the lead with this digital age. And what is your question? You've been through a lot of eclipses. And you had Saturn. Oh, my gosh. You're getting rid of Saturn on March 7th. The past 3 years have been difficult. I mean, there was a lot of learning, and you were limited to what you could do because you had so many responsibilities. All that is lifting as of March 7th. But what's your question? I'm so curious.
Yeah, my question is, what's going to happen with my career? Because I feel like, you know, my birthday is 2-3-2-3. So I'm thinking this is a big year. This feels good. And I just wanted to know what you saw for me career-wise, because I think it might be a new start.
Well, you've already seen some glimmerings. You know, and they're coming from the eclipses. And there's an eclipse May 5th. That is going to be in Scorpio, and that is going to change your career. And it's a full moon, so a decision is coming to an end. You're getting to the point where you're ready to make a decision. There's been pressures, though. You've wanted to either change companies or change career. Because these eclipses have been going on for about a year and a half, we still have two more to go in 2023. First of all, what kind of work do you do?
I'm a lawyer.
Aha. Well, very much in demand then.
Yeah.
I don't know a lawyer
fantastic
who doesn't work
lawyer.
Hard. A tax lawyer?
No.
A fantastic lawyer. She's an amazing lawyer.
What kind of lawyer? I can't hear you.
Criminal
attorney.
I do criminal law, you know.
Oh, wow. Of course you do. You know why you do. And anyone listening, imagine a clock where the 12 is on the top. That is called the midheaven. And where you have a sign on the midheaven tells you what your contribution to society will be. And Aquarius has Scorpio on the midheaven. Scorpio is law and order and doing the right thing, ethics. It's criminal law. It's white-collar law. It's all law and order. And you are in the perfect profession. Now, you can't really leave law, so you would probably go into a different branch of law. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it could be. You know, there's so many things you could do with a law degree. You could go into politics. You could go into TV, radio. So, you know, I'm hoping to do something different.
You know, you could be one of the commentators. You know how whenever they have, I watch CBS every morning. I watch Good Morning America. I watch all of them. And I love watching the news at 7 o'clock
in the morning. Well, she used to do that, Susan. So she...
Yeah.
Pamela used to do that on TV all the time. She used to be...
And you left
many,
that,
many
huh?
years.
Do you miss it? Because I see you back in the spotlight. I see you on the airwaves. Or maybe doing a podcast. Look how popular the crime podcasts are. And also the Innocence Project. Oh my gosh, that is so inspiring, the Innocence Project. There's so many ways you could go, but you're going to change. Anyone who's Aquarius listening to our discussion tonight, you're going to change because the eclipses say it's time. You know every crack in the sidewalk. You're bored with it. It's time to climb a new mountain and try new things or go back to something you once loved. I think it will happen by May 4th. I think that eclipse will move you into the new branch that you're moving into. Start making little inquiries now, you know, because you have a lot of friends. I don't know one Aquarian who doesn't know a lot of people, many more than I do.
Right.
And they will be very instrumental in linking you and speaking for you in this new profession you're going into. Oh, this is exciting. And with Pluto going into Aquarius, you're going to be powerful. You're going to be the power player at the table. You know? Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, we're going to be reading about you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your storytelling ability. It makes the lecture really good. And of course, my friend Carmen is wonderful, who's going to be a grandmother with me.
Oh,
yes.
Well, you read my column and you will get lots of clues. You know, I always feel life is precious and we don't want to waste time. And astrology helps you use your time well. It tells you where to focus, where to put aside for a while. It's like having a map, like a weather map. Like it's going to rain here, it's going to be cold here, but you're going to have an easier time here, or this is where you're going to get the help. It really is such a big plus to study it. You know?
I love you, Pamela. Thank you so much for calling me. I'm going to go to Nikki in New Jersey. Love you, Pam. Nikki in New Jersey. Hi, Nikki. Can you hear us?
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, beautiful.
How are you?
So I want you to talk to Susan. And what's your question to Susan?
So I'm just wondering how my future's laying out or if you see anything.
Well, no, it has to be more specific.
More of
work-wise. Or else I would talk to you for 2 hours.
Right, if that's very true. Money, work.
Okay. When is your birthday?
October 26, 1978.
Oh, boy, those babies born October 26th. You have been, it's almost either like living on a ship that's been rocking and rolling, and then it goes into smooth, and then it goes rocking and rolling again, or standing on an island that has earthquakes, and then it stops, and then it starts. That particular birthday has been through more stresses and strains, but there's an eclipse October 28th, and if you're born ever within 5 days of an eclipse, you will definitely feel it. And this one's as sweet as sugar. This one finally is a good one, and you get help from a partner. You say, well, what's a partner? Well, it could be a spouse, but it also could be someone you collaborate with at work, like a headhunter, like a manager. Like what?
Yeah. Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Yeah. Anybody you collaborate with in a confidential way, like with a lawyer, with an accountant, you know, where you don't tell the whole world what you're doing. But that person is going to be a gem for you. And you may already know this person or you may not. Okay. But you will know on October 28th who that person is, the identity, because this person brings you the key to unlock a lot of your questions. What kind of work do you do? Do you also do something where you have to either work with money or law and order?
No, I do work with money. I work with doctors, so I do a lot of medical
doctors
for them.
Well, Scorpio is medicine, too. I should have thought of that. Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes. Do you work for a healthcare company or with the doctor?
Do.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's a hard job. But
so money's always flowing through for them that I'm putting in.
Well, you know, they say that if you work in healthcare, you will never lose your job. Never, never, never. It is one of the top, I think, five professions in the coming decade that will need more and more people. Wow, you're very good at what you do, and you're getting the change you want. So you'll get a new assignment in April that'll be interesting and different, and it'll lead you into a new area. But the real change that you're looking for comes right near your birthday.
Okay.
So and a partner or a collaborator, someone you're working really close with, helps you so much, and you couldn't do it without that person.
Okay.
So, and are you married? Your marriage should be good too this year.
Yeah, I am married.
Well, your husband's going to do well this year. Money's coming into the marriage, so maybe you could take a nice long trip in, you know, like distant. In July, we've all been stuck in the house. Yeah, let's get out of the house, you know. Let's go to Rome or Venice or, I don't know, Kyoto or someplace
right.
Really exciting. No, I think you can travel this summer. So it would be nice.
Okay.
So everybody listening to the show, because I'm coming to the end, Susan, I love you so much. But please go to astrologyzone.com to get a free astrological outlook at every sun. And please get Susan's calendars. They are amazing. And, you know, if you want to talk to Susan privately, please do so. There's nobody as magnificent and amazing like Susan Miller. I am so grateful to you, and I love you so much. You are phenomenal. Thank you for being my guest. I love you. Please come again. Promise me. Promise me we'll have you again.
Oh,
anytime
I will
want.
Come anytime you say. Anytime.
Okay. I love you,
you,
Susan. Everybody, I'll see you next week. I'm Carmen Jara. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.